We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're starting 11 lines from the top, Eboy Elohu. We learned in the Mishnah that if someone is Poida a Maisa Sheini, we learned that if you give Ad HaChaymish, that's what you learn. We learned in the Gemara before, that when you Poida Maisa Sheini, you have to Ad HaChaymish. That means if the Maisa Sheini is worth, let's say, four sela, you have to take five sela and be paid to the four sela worth of peiros onto five sela because it's extra chaimish, extra fifth, and the fifth is milbar. Therefore, it's five. The Shalim was like this: we want to eat this peiros now. We have peiros ma'aser sheni. We want to eat it. We've been paid it. We're transferring the kedusha from the peiros onto the money and bringing the money to Yerushalayim. Is the chaimish ma'akev or not? The Baalu chaimish ma'akev ain't ma'akev. And the Gemara explains what's the stardom over here. How do you look at the chaimish? This is a dalid bedalid parak. You are being paid the four seller worth of payers for four seller, then you're Moisiv Chaimish above that four. But really, there's a pidyon already. Am Chaimish Lam Akiv. Oy Dilma, Babu Chamisha Parak, that since it's a din Chaimish, now the way you look at it is that there's four seller worth of payers, and being paid that onto five seller. So if I don't have the five seller, it doesn't work.
What's the
Shiloh? The Shiloh is this. We know that if you have four seller worth of payers, right. How many seller do you need to be paid on?
Five.
So is it ma'akev or not? Let's say I only have four today, and I want to eat those pears. So I want to say, you know what? I'll do like this. I'm going to be paid it onto the four, and I'll pay the chaimish tomorrow.
All the chaimish.
It's a chal to transfer kedusha. Is a chaimish a din in the money, or it's a din in the pears?
Isn't the chaimish, that's like a tax.
Right. That's one side. You're right. That's one side. And we'll see if we pass it like that. But that's a tak we pass it. That's true. It's a tax. But the tzad is maybe it's not a tax. Omra avina toshima had demai. When it comes to demai is tvuah or peiros you buy from amaretz, and they are roiv amaretz ma'asrim. But they made a takana. The rabbanim made a takana. They were worried they were ma'isis. So you don't take of truma because that they always take. That they do. But ma'isir you have to do ma'isir and truma ma'isir and ma'isir sheni. So it says, but demai a certain kulas. Ein lo chaimish. First of all, if I'm paid that payers is no chaimish, but ein lo beer. There's no dim beer. Beer is that in the third year, which is the first 2 years are maisa sheni years, the third year is maisa ani. So the third year, you mivar all your maisas from the house, and you make sure you bring everything up to Yerushalayim. It's called beer. So demai doesn't have a din of chaimish or a din of beer. But hakara and yashloi. It has a din that if you want to be paid it, you have to paid it for the value. So my timer, why is Karen, why do you have to be paid for the Karen, not for Chaimish? My timer, Karen the Ma'akev b'daraisa, Isa b'darabonim. Karen that's Ma'akev b'daraisa, so it comes at the Ma'ak. Yeah, that's not a, it's non-negotiable. Therefore, by the Rabbanon, we're going to have Karen. Chaimish, the loy Ma'akev b'daraisa, since Chaimish is only like a tax, so it's Ma'akev, by the Raisa, it's not Ma'akev, so less of b'darabonim. And therefore, by the Rabbanon, we were masakin that because it's still mutter to eat those payers without that Chaimish. So therefore, they were in makvid on the chaimish when it comes to drabbanon. Demai is drabbanon. By demai, which only chaim drabbanon, they're only makvid on the rice, not only on things that are ma'akiv, not on things that are not ma'akiv. Chaimish is not ma'akiv, therefore they're not ma'asakim chaimish when it comes to demai. Lema ketanoi, maybe this shiloh, if it's ma'akiv, not plagas tanoim. Because we have over here, mamash the first brisa that handles this shiloh. Nos, it's a tesefta ma'isa sheni. And it says, nosan has a karen, veloi nosan has a chaimish. Someone was paid the ma'aser sheni, he used the karen, no chaimish. Rab Eliezer ima yoichal, you'll have to eat the peiros. Rav Shua ima lo yoichal. And we're not finished. Omer Rebbe. Rebbe says, nirin divri Rab Eliezer b'Shabbos. Rebbe says, I can be soimich Rab Eliezer, you can eat it b'Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos, you need food, you don't have any food, you can be soimich Rab Eliezer b'Shabbos. V'divri Rab Yeshua b'chol, and I'm soimich Rab Yeshua b'chol. Now mida Omar, which means, I'm not soimich, we're machmir on Rab Yeshua, not to eat it b'chol. We see from the pliga fil v'chol. We see that they argue even v'chol. That means that the one who asers, the one who's matter rather, is matter even the weekday. And with the amar nirin Rabbi Yeshua v'chol, and we say Rabbi Yeshua, we machmir like him v'chol, mechlal, that he goes even v'shabbos. V'chol the pliga fil v'shabbos. So
what does that actually mean? Shabbos.
Yeah, Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos. Yeah, yeah. That's what Rabbi said. Rabbi's machmirah. So what do you see from here? But you see from here that Rabbi, the one who asks Rabbi Yeshua asks, he says lo yoichal even on Shabbos can eat. So it must be a deraisa degedin that's ma'akev. Because if it be on the rabbanon degedin, we would say allowed to do it. So that's really the raya that the machloikus must be if it's ma'akev or not. Like the Gemara says that must be my love house for Kamefrid Rabbi Yezer Sava Chemish Lamakiv. That Chemish is not Makiv. Rabbi Shua Sava Chemish Makiv. The Machlaik is Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Shua is if Chemish Makiv or not. That's the Machlaik is allowed to eat or not. Omra Papa Loy. The Kuliyam Chemish Lamakiv. Everyone agrees Chemish Lamakiv. And the question is how far to take a certain Gzera. Vahoka Bechashin al Pshuusa Kamefrid. We were discussing before. If even it's not Makiv, you owe that money. So we're worried, if you let him eat it, he's going to forget about the whole thing. He's eating it, he doesn't, what's the difference? He's going to forget about giving the chaymish. So Shalav v'chaymish l'pshusa. The Mar Sovar, which is Rabbi Yeshua, chashim l'pshusa. Therefore he says, don't eat it, because I'm chaymish, you're not going to take care of it. You're not going to pay the chaymish. Or Mar Sovar, chashim l'pshusa. Once it's not chaymish l'pshusa, and comes Rabbi and says that, I hold it's not ma'akiv, when it comes to Shabbos, you know, I'm not going to worry about pshia, because makam oineg, Shabbos, I'm not going to care about the chash pshia. That's what comes out. That's Pshat Rebbe, where Rebbe makes a hachra between the two shittas, and he says that loy chashin l'pshusa, when it comes to Enik Shabbos, we doicha that chash. Om Rabbi Yechran, hakol moedim, you know, there's a din chaymish not only when it comes to pidyon of Maaseh Sheni, there's a din chaymish when it comes to pidyon of hekdesh as well. So hakol moedim, Rabbi Yechran says, behekdesh shechilel, if you had hekdesh, and you mechal it, and you didn't give a chaymish yet, it works. I come with the hekdesh shechilel that it works, even though you didn't give the chaymish yet. Why? I want your chaymish for pshia. So according to Mandy Yomah, your chaymish for pshia. Hoyel v'gizbarim toiv meisav v'shuk. Because the mice are not worried. The gizbarim not going to forget about it. Mice shayin if you and the kares baruchu. There, if you start eating, you might forget to give the chaymish. By hekdesh, the gizbar will make sure to collect the chaymish. So don't worry about it. There's no chas pshia.
Why not? Not by hekdesh.
Yeah.
This fifth is a tax, a knas.
Yeah.
It's a law. I owe you.
I owe you, right? Yeah, but
I'm for this.
Exactly, but you have to have a baldava. You're right. You have to have a baldava. Here we're saying that there's a gizber. He will collect it. That's why you don't worry about it because there's a guy. There's someone here to collect it, right? But my saying, if you owe it, no, who's there to collect it? No one knows the difference. So here, so how the gizber am tayvay is v'shok v'hektish. So that's what he says. He says everyone's moedim. Really, everyone's moedim v'hektish. Break the mar. Is that true? V'hektish like pligi. I'll show you. Even by hektish, there's some who say that you have to be worried about it. But Tanya. Nosan as I can learn as a chaymish. Rab Eliezer Oimer Chilel. It works just like I said before. Rab Eliezer says that it works by Maaseh Sheni. Here also Chilel by Hekdesh. The Chomer Le Chilel. And Omer Rabbi, near in the Rab Eliezer by Hekdesh. Rabbi says, I agree to Rab Eliezer that it's Chilel by Hekdesh. Because there he agrees to Rabbi Yechonon Svara, that the Vitaveya. But the Rechomim by Maaseh. And I hold like the Chomim by Maaseh that there Lo Yechel Le Chilel. Now, Medama Nirim Divrei Rabbi Eliezer v'Hektish, Mechala Pliga Fela Maaser. There's a argues even by Maaser, which we know from before, but Maaser also says he's allowed to eat it. Medama Nirim Divrei Chama v'Maaser, Mechala Inu Pliga Fela v'Hektish, even by Hektish he holds that you're not, it's not Chilal. So you see clearly, the Rabbanon argue by Hektish and hold it's not Mechulal. There's a Tviya, so Tarek says, no, that even there, that even with a tefillah, it's still chayshish. The guy will get away. We don't want to get away with anything. He'll get away. He won't pay it. We don't want that to happen. You have to pay up front everything, the chaymish. So what's Rabbi Yechonon saying? Eliyat ma'achi yat Rabbi Yechonon. Hakom moedim b'shabes b'hektish shechila. If you have tarti l'tivusa, you have over here something that's food that you'll makdish it, and you have to be paid it. And it's Shabbos. There, you let it eat on Shabbos, even if you didn't give the chaymish yet. Chodah d'chsiv v'karos lo Shabbos oinig. Because first of all, you have the Milah of Shabbos, Oinik Shabbos, you also have a Milah, Gizbarim Tovei Vashuk. You have two things. And therefore, since Chaymish is not Ma'akev, and the whole Svarah is Svarah Darabonon, by these two Milahs already there, we relaxed this Gzeirah of Chashin L'Pshusa. Omurah Machama. There are three places which we know Midaraisa is in Chaymish. Three places. Hekdesh, Maaseh Sheni, we have a third one, when Zar is Truma, which we also had before a little bit. Hekdesh ain't mischal ala karka. Hekdesh is not mischal ala karka. The Rachmana Omar, v'nosan akesef v'kamla. We know that hekdesh, you cannot be mischal on karka. It has to be dafka on kesef. The only way to redeem hekdesh is with money. And still, so what's the shaila? What about the chaymish? Could I redeem, let's say I only have, the hekdesh worth $100, I only have $100, but I have a piece of property. So I'll tell you, I'm redeem the hekdesh onto $100, and the chaymish, I'll make Hekdesh a little piece of karka for the chaymish. Is that fine? Or you need kesef for chaymish also? Hekdesh mischal al karka. One owner has a kesef become loy. Chaymish emaus techal al karka. Are you allowed to be mechal the chaymish on karka? Is the chaymish have the same din as the keren, which means it needs kesef? similar shaila. We have halacha over here, truma, einim shalema as elam achulin. The halacha is, if a zar eats truma b'shaygig, so he has to pay back pay rice that are royu to become truma, plus a chaymish. So we know, the rachmona amar, v'nosan l'kayin es a kodesh, dov ha-royli es kodesh. When he pays the karen, he has to pay chulin, pay rice chulin, which could become truma. What about the chaymish amar shishdam shalema achulin? Could he pay the chaymish with money, or with pay rice? Could it, or begodim, not Paris. Paris are chulin. Emolius or begodim. What?
Why do I practice a Kurdish that's chulin, that's possible?
Right.
Why do you say that's
because you don't have chumba. You don't have chumba. Unless the guy has no chumba. No.
If he doesn't have a regular Paris also.
No, he ate someone else's, maybe even. He gave it someone else's. The Tsar ate chumba. The Tsar ate chumba, he has to pay. It didn't chayv, it's more than a gneva. It didn't care for chayv, you eat chumba. Tsar,
I understand
it. Yeah.
Why
he doesn't have. He doesn't have. He doesn't have. So a lot of times Chazal, they have to come onto the drasha. They said it means a kodesh doesn't mean you have to give mamish kodesh. First of all, if you give kodesh also, you're not really paying back because that you anyway have to give to the kohen. So you want to pay something? That's another reason why it couldn't be kodesh, right? That's better tarot, yeah. So there has to be some royalties kodesh. Yeah. So chaim shemash yistal mislamin achulim. What about the chaimish? Could you pay that shaloi min achulim? Which Rashi Taitch means moyos oy begodim shavu kasef, not Paris. Moyos oy begodim shavu kasef. That's the second shiloh. Third shiloh. Meister emes chal asimon. We know that meister shendi, you have to be paid it onto money that has a tsura. But let's say you have a asimon, which is a coin, which one day could become currency. Right now it's a piece of silver. It's a silver token. The halacha is that you can't be meschal on a asimon. Meister can't meschal on a asimon. Why not? One of them is tzarat ha-kesef yadecha. L'rav is called dova shesh lov tsura. That's mar b'davka dova shesh lov tsura. Could you mischal a chaimish on a simon? Is the same din as the karen? So we have three shilas. First of all, gabi hektish, could I mischal the chaimish on karka? Number two, by truma, could I give begodim or moyos for the chaimish of the zoro eight truma? And third shilas is my sasheni, could I mischal the chaimish on to a simon? Or not? So Dr. Gemara, eskal mos milsa motakami de rava. The shilas came from a rava, vamalu, amakra, a love. Every time it says chaimish in the pasuk, it says the word alav. For example, v'makdish yigal aspesoi v'yosav chamishis kesef erkcha alav. But that's by hektish. By truma, it says v'ish kiyech lekodesh v'shgaga v'yosav chamishisoi alav. Again, it's the word alav. And by ma'is, it also says v'gal yigalish ma'is v'chamishis yosav alav. Always the lashon alav. By all three chaimishin, the rabbis alav is chaimish kamaisoi. And Amar Ravina, and Amar Tanina. I used to have a Braisa like that. I used to have a raya. It's a Mishnah, actually. I used to have a Mishnah that's a raya to this Yisoid. What does it say in the Mishnah? Hagoinev Chuma. Someone steals Chuma. V'loy Achle. Didn't eat it. Misham Tashlumi Kefal Dmei Chuma. He pays Kefal. How much? He could pay money. In this case, he stole. Didn't eat it. He pays Kefal Dmei Chuma. Why Dmei Chuma? Chuma has much less of a value, a market value, because only a Kohen can eat it. Also, if he's Tamei, he can't eat it either. And if the thing is tummy, it can't be eaten. So truma is a very shvacha thing. It's a very weak commodity, and therefore it's cheaper. So if someone steals truma, he only pays demei truma. Achla, but if he eats it, misham shnei karanim v'chaimish, pays two karens on a chaimish because he ate it. Karen v'chaimish menachulin. He has to make karen a chaimish from peiros chulin. So you see, clear, it's chaimish. Karen v'chaimish menachulin. V'karen, he pays demei truma. So what do you see? It's a shmamino, it's a raya from here. Chaimish has the same din like the Karen that has to pay the Paris. Shmamino, chaimish shoy kemoisai. It's a raya from here that the chaimish is kemoisai.